In a courtroom in Liberia, Sarah Toe is pressing charges against the man she says raped her 6-year-old daughter last month.
A 45-year-old man raped my 6-year-old daughter while she was on her way from school. I noticed it when my daughter came home bleeding. Doctors said her situation is grave and she will not survive.
The child is now at home, and her mother says she is seeking swift justice.
This is my only child, and I'm very worried over this situation. I have taken the case to court, and I'm challenging the judicial system to immediately look into this grave issue. I don't want justice tomorrow. I don't want it day after, but I need it now.
Toe is an exception in Liberia, where despite a stringent rape law adopted in 2005, few rape trials are being heard in court. Chief Prosecutor for the Association of Female Lawyers of Liberia, Esther Seton C., says many rape victims and parents of rape victims are discouraged from reporting the crime because the overworked court system is slow to prosecute. C. says she believes the answer is to create a new court for rape cases.
We have also have advocated for a specialized court that will be able to carry out adjudication faster. That is what we are working on.
C. says parents of rape victims often settle out of court for money with the accused rapist because they believe they are protecting their child from public embarrassment. She says this slows down and undermines the judicial process. C. says sensitizing parents to the true nature of rape could encourage them to push forward with prosecutions. Groups have used public awareness campaigns, including radio jingles, aiming to empower women, girls, and families against sexual abuse.
When these parents understand the nature, the crime that is involved, they will stop compromising.
During the country's civil war, many young girls and women were forcibly taken to act as cooks, cleaners, and sex slaves for the fighters. Liberia's rape law has been a focus point for President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who has said that no rapist would go unpunished. Human rights organizations say the ineffective implementation of the rape law reflects badly needed reform in the entire judicial system. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。